Bay of Paris, Bay's Mishnah Yud, a gullus of cotton, the walker of a cotton, which has wheels and a cotton holds onto it and it rolls in front of him. Tameya medrith, then he tells us for Shabbat, it's Tamei medrith. If the cotton is a zug and he leans on this walker, then the walker becomes an avatuma, as the din is, a sign that is meyuchad for yeshiva or shchiva, or in this case, it is meyuchad to be leaned on. Then the din is if a zug or zava will lean on this object, it becomes an avhatuma, and it is metame, adam, and kelim. Veniteles the Shabbos. It is not muksa on Shabbos, as it is considered a kli, and therefore you're allowed to be metal to it on Shabbos. Ve'ena nigreres ella agabe kelim. You cannot roll this walker on the dirt unless you put down mats on the ground, as when you roll this walker on the dirt, it can cause a ditch. And that would be also Mishum Chayfer, and that's an Av Malach on Shabbos. And even though you're not Miskaven to make a ditch, this time a whole, the Dover Shem Miskaven is also. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koha Kelim in Negrorim. I admit to you by other Kelim that you cannot drag them on the ground, as Rabbi Yehuda also holds that a Dover Shem Miskaven is also. Chut Min HaGala, but I disagree with you here by an HaGala. Mipnei Shehi Kovesheth. I don't agree that this HaGala creates a ditch. And it is not us the Mishum Chayfer, as all it does is push the ground down. It doesn't create an actual ditch, and therefore it's not usher on Shabbos and Yosef. Maseches Beah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Ain't sudden dugin min aviv. If a person is not allowed to trap fish from a fish pond on Yosef, even though he is trapping the fish with Tzarech Echol Nefesh, and we said that Malachas with Tzarech Echol Nefesh is mutter on Yosef. But Seda is not mutter, and the reason is given because Seda is something that normally a person traps many more fish than he will actually eat on Yontif. Therefore, it is not allowed to trap fish on Yontif. So too, Ksira harvesting is also usher on Yontif, even though that too is L'Tzarech Echol Nefesh for the same reason that a person normally harvests a whole field at once, and that's much more than he needs for Yontif. So therefore, that is usher according to some Rishonim Midrabanan, and according to others, it's usher Midaraisa. The ain nice men with man mizonis. So too, you're not allowed to feed the fish in the fish pond on Yontif, because we're afraid that if he feeds them, he might come to catch them. Avot sudden chaya ba'oif min abivrim b'yontif. But he is allowed to trap animals and birds from a small fenced-in area where they are already considered trapped, so he's not over on Seda. The nice men with man mizonis. And since there's a lot of trap them, he may also feed them. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, lo koha bivrin shoven. Not every fenced-in area is the same. In other words, some fenced-in areas, the animals in there are considered already sud, they are already trapped, so therefore it would be mutter to trap them. And in some fenced-in areas, which are larger areas, they are not considered trapped, and therefore it would be usher to trap them on Yontif. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel here is not coming to argue with the Tanakhama, but to explain, the haklal, koha mechusar seda usher, if the place where they are trapped, they are mechusar seda, they are not yet trapped, usher, you can't trap them. Now, what's considered not yet trapped? If, when you go after the behemoth to try and trap it, you cannot get it in one lunge, then they are not considered trapped. Usha'ina mechusar seda mutter, but if you could get them in one shot, in one lunge, you can grab the behemoth, then there is no isser seda, and you can take them out of there on Yontif.